welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show, where the energy is so great that you've got a lot to show. We're going to have a guest on tonight in a minute, Steve Barish, but first I want to give a recap. We were in New York last weekend, and we saw a lot of you out there, a lot of new listeners we know from New York City. Welcome all of you. We welcome all the regulars from 1340 AM, tantalkradio.com, and everybody else. I know you were concerned. I know you all were concerned about the fires out here, but the fires out here, we're all around us. We got the white light around us, of course, but, you know, one thing that's very necessary when you got this much smoke, we did get some smoke, is we got a device called the ion shower. So all you have to do is close your room and turn on the ion shower and breathe into it 10 times. It completely eliminates every single bit of smoke and garbage from your lungs in 10 breaths. It clears the room. If there's any smoke in the room, it disappears instantly. It's called the ion shower. It's a really amazing piece. Everybody seems to like those. And so anyway, we have a lot to share with you tonight. And, of course, tonight's guest is your favorite, is Steve Barish is coming on. So without any ado, my studio audience here is panicking if we don't get Steve on. So, Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am, Fred. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Did you have fun in the Big Apple?
Oh, God, that was a blast, Fred. That was a lot of fun. You know, it's really funny, but I went around to the booths, the other booths, and we were the busiest booth in the whole place.
I know, we were the hardest to find, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were in a corner somewhere along the way, but people found us, and it seemed to be very interesting. We had a ball there. It was such a good time.
Yeah, well, I had a great time, too. And, you know, we sold a bunch of the projector systems to friends of mine. You know, it was pretty amazing having those back there. I don't think we could have handled any more people at the booth. We were so busy. You know?
Oh, God, it was constant busy. The first night, we didn't get finished till around 10:30. It was closed at 10. We were busy until 10:30.
Yeah.
And we could have been more busy, but, you know, we needed to stop. We were all tired.
Yeah, we were getting a little burnt out.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. Tremendous fun there.
So we did a lot of muscle testing.
Yep.
We got a lot of new people listening now.
Yes, we do.
They never heard, probably. Well, most of the people in New York knew about me a little bit, but the ads that we ran and stuff really helped bring people to the table, I think.
Well, I think the interesting part is that people were picking up on the nuclear receptor so well, and they were actually buying the silver ones and not so much the less ones. It was we were selling the silver necklaces. They felt the energy and the vibrancy of it. And it was really a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
So you took the subway back home, the train?
I took the train home Sunday morning at 7:15.
Cool.
And I got home around 2:30 in the afternoon. And it was just a blast, Fred. It was a lot of fun. I think we're going to go to Florida, I think, next you were talking about. So I'm
looking
forward to
doing that. Yeah, we're going to Florida. And I got another show out here January 26th, I believe, somewhere in there.
Okay, I might have to think about that.
Yeah, well, it's not a big show. It's it's a little show. You know, you're
okay.
Welcome to come and hang out and work, but it's a show about the Sound Healing Conference.
Cool.
I think Dave, what's his name, has a show on VBS somewhere on there. It was interesting, too, because when I got back, I had David Icon last week, and I was gone, and I got a whole bunch of people on me on their radio network.
Yeah.
I'm staying with BBS because this is where I go, you know. But
right.
I got all these other people. Oh, you want to have your own show? Oh, you want? Well, yeah, come over to BBS Radio and share ours, you know.
Yeah,
I've been telling them. So, yeah. What was the highlight? What was your favorite thing back there with testing of the people? What did you find people needed, for example?
Well, I found that people were really, really starved for knowledge.
Yeah,
they were really interesting in terms of wanting to better themselves, and that was really, really, that was wonderful to see, Fred. There were people there that really, really wanted to better themselves in so many different ways, and the talk on the nuclear receptor or super receptor was very, very enlightening, even for me. There's a lot of things that I didn't know. And I think with the new one that you're coming out with, I believe it feels like it's a lot more power.
Yeah, the new one is. Yeah, we had some. I think we had mostly all new ones. We had a couple old ones there.
Well, we had a couple old ones, and we had a sale on those. But the new ones were really, really nice. I mean, they really. I was putting them on people. We were muscle testing them, and when it's right, you can actually see the energy come right out of their back.
Yeah,
and that was really fabulous, and it's really a lot of fun to see people when their eyes wake up, and you know, just instantaneously they started feeling energy, and you know, it really feels good. It feels good to know that the people really want to wake up, and I think it's wonderful. So we were very, very busy, and
yeah, you guys. I was even down there working in the booth. That was fun, though, being with all those people. There must have been 1,000 people come through that.
Oh, man, it was gigantic. It was really good. There was a lot of people there, and we were crowded. I mean, I think there were like six people behind me, and I you know, John and Michaela were very, very busy. So we were just having a good time. Matter of fact, we got to the point where I was getting yes and no's, like, you know, I usually do, like in Toronto. So I was really instantaneously telling them what they needed. And so they were passing me the people to be tested.
Yeah.
And we were having just a great time there. But I think the interesting part was when you gave your lecture and you were talking about the prescription companies. We won't get into that now, but you were really talking about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, the prescription drug companies are giving everybody angel dust, you know.
Yes.
You know, they're giving them cyclohexene, cyclohexane.
Yes.
And pipiridine, which is what the ingredients are. And it gradually puts your brain to sleep and causes you to want to come suicidal and kill somebody.
Right. And I just felt that there was so much knowledge there because I've never heard that before. I've heard, you know, I've read your book, but I've never heard about that one. This must be something that's fairly new. Or
but
maybe
it's stuff that comes out. You know, what I do in my lectures, I'm fine-tuning my inside track book now.
Yeah.
You know, the inside track book that I'm writing.
Yes.
And that's what I'm doing is what I'm testing better ways to get the audience to understand it. That's why I've been doing so much on the quantum field lately in the quantum mechanics because of the, you know, the hologram that people talk about. They don't really understand. They don't understand the mechanics of a hologram and how they can work within it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
And so the receptor gets us up to it and gets the body ready to process that. But when you start working with that projector, it's a whole other world.
Yes. Yes. Big time. Big time.
So anyway, we did some muscle testing. Now, tell people about how we did the remote viewing muscle testing. Remember how we did that?
Well, I remember that we were just instantaneously giving them information on what was good for them instantaneously.
Well, yeah, but remember when I would test somebody with the first with the pyramid right side up and upside down?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And then I would test them, have them breathe that very toxic glue, and they would...
Yes, I remember, because I had to bring the toxic glue to you. I remember
that. And then they were wearing the receptor, and we put the receptor on, and then we test them, you know, we push their arm down with the receptor on, and they're breathing glue at the same time, and they test really strong.
Yes.
And then we take the receptor off of them, and then they test really weak.
Right. It was really amazing because the nuclear receptor that you were letting them wear was yours.
Yeah. And then you remember, then I took the receptor away and put the projector on you and had you remote view them?
Yes, I remember that now. Now I know what you're talking about.
Then
yes.
Tell them what happened when they're holding the poison. They have no protection with the receptor on anymore.
And what I did was remote view them with the projector on, and they couldn't move their arm down.
Yeah, they became strong again.
Yep, yep. So the projector really works.
That's the absolute demonstration of quantum field. And it's exactly duplicated in the laboratory now around the world in teleportation when they'll have an electron, they'll take two atoms, and they'll spin one electron clockwise, and then they'll spin another one counterclockwise, and they'll have two identical atoms of the same material somewhere else in the laboratory in a remote area, and simultaneously, beyond the speed of light, which really doesn't exist anyway, they will notice that the electrons will change polarity at the remote site as they change them at the test site, demonstrating teleportation.
I thought the amazing part was when you put the pyramid on somebody, you know, you would put the pyramid flat on their head, and they were wearing it, and they were strong. Then you took the pyramid, turned it upside down, and put the point of the pyramid on their head, and they would be weak.
Right. That's because they can't handle their own female energy, their own yin force.
Yes.
Because the difference between the right side up and upside down, which forms the Star of David, is the yin and yang. And when you polarize yin and yang in the human body, what you're doing is you're setting up a scalar wave, which is beyond Rife. It's beyond all these healing machines.
Right.
The ultimate healing tool.
Right.
For the body to heal itself.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a guest here, Dr. Valerie's at my house.
Yeah, I know. Now, she was doing talks on the, she was talking on the projector, right?
I believe so. We'll let her talk at about 10 or 15 minutes before, at the end here, because she really has a lot of information on what she was doing, too.
Tell me a little bit about what she's going to talk, what she was telling you.
Well, she was telling me about quantum physics and quantum healing with the projectors and the lasers, and she's quite good at it. I mean, she was she's been touring around the country from Sedona all the way to here, and she was showing her show, and it's, you know, we're thinking about bringing it into my my meditation room and setting it up in here and having some fun with it. So,
why don't you invite a bunch of your clients over and have her give her a lecture?
Well, we were thinking about that, but we just didn't have time to do that. I just haven't had time. We really want to do a lot of work on ourselves.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what we're doing, and we've already done a lot of work. And as a matter of fact, we were in there about 20 minutes ago, and our faces are actually bright red.
Wow.
We brought in a lot of light, and we brought in the Most High, and our faces just became bright red. So it's almost like we got burned, you know, that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
But we've had fun so far. She's a wonderful lady.
Yeah, how do you like the way she wears her projector and receptors?
Yeah, she's got everything on. She's quite interesting.
Yeah, have you been wearing both of them at once, or do you wear one at a time?
No, I wear both of them, Fred. I wear both the projector and the receptor.
So you're able to separate the two feelings out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even been able to do that yet.
Excuse me?
I haven't done that much healing with them, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's okay to do. I haven't had any trouble. It seems to be able to work quite well for me, and I've been able to use it. And I think it's all according to what you want. You know, it's just, I feel like everything can work if you put your mind in the right area.
Yeah, well, you know, people like to manifest stuff.
Yes.
With a projector system, it's so easy. You just got to be careful because you manifest too much.
Well, you know what was interesting? I went down to New York without a room. I wore both my projector and the receptor.
Yeah.
And within the first 5 minutes of being there, I was in a room.
Yeah,
it didn't cost me a penny, so it was really great. And, you know, I wasn't worried about it. I knew I was going to find a room, and thank goodness I was wearing the projector. Or, you know, it's just wonderful. It's good stuff.
You know,
it really works.
You know, these guys out here that are homeless, you know, we could put projectors on them. They'd be living in mansions the next day.
Yeah, I was going to say they'd be living in the rooms.
they wouldn't be homeless anymore, unless they wanted to be. Some of those guys are millionaires. They like to be that way. They like that life back there, especially in the New York area. I've noticed a bunch of them have way more money than I do, and I don't have that much. But these guys are wealthy, you know. They just hang out and push carts around and stuff.
Well, I'm finding out with the projector, rich or poor, it's nice to have money.
Yeah. Money is the problem with money is when you don't have any.
Yeah.
So it's third ray energy.
It's really important that I think the nuclear receptor is so important. And people were really gravitated to this necklace. I mean, it was just, I've never seen anything like it before. I mean, I'm telling you, there were like, I was testing all the time. I mean, it's just constant from the time I was there to the time I left. We were just doing nuclear receptors and the projector.
Yeah, you know,
the projectors,
really
the small ones around your neck.
All that's doing.
Pardon me?
One lady that bought a, She had a dual tone gold platinum receptor. Remember
that? Yes,
first
yes,
day?
I remember that.
And we looked her up in the record. She paid $4,500 for that about 15 years ago. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I would have given her $4,500 right off her neck and
yep.
turned right around and be able to double the price of it because you can't even make them for that anymore.
Well, I'm surprised because when you told me that my necklace was worth $30,000, I was...
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's a beautiful one.
Yeah, I have... mine's 18 karat gold. It has the pavé with diamonds and a 1 carat diamond stone.
Yeah.
And I think you said they're worth $30,000
now. About 28-something. 28-something.
Yeah,
because yours had the yellow diamond, right?
No, I've got the white diamond. It's
oh,
pretty.
Okay. Well, maybe it's worth 27 then or something.
Yeah, but
you
the
didn't pay
necklace...
that for. You paid a lot less.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Mark, you bought it back before the gold. I think gold was under $500
yes.
an ounce when you bought
yes.
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now it's there. You know,
to 1,000 now.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to buy now.
Yeah.
Unless you got a lot of money, I guess.
Yeah,
but,
I think it'll go back down, but it's, you know, the nice thing about the receptors is for estate planning.
Yeah.
You know, because we are a brand, we're recognized by jewelers, we are appraisable. It
yeah.
makes it a good and solid investment. You can wear
right.
your investment
right.
when it heals you.
Right.
Actually, you heal yourself with your investment. Most,
yes.
You know, just
yes.
buying gold and sticking it in a safe somewhere is no good, you know. I
right,
think,
right.
Okay, well, if you can do it, but I'd rather wear it.
Yeah, I think wearing it makes a big difference, and also... when you're wearing it, I have a lot of people coming up and say, ooh, that's beautiful. You know, what does it do? You know, and I sit for 5 minutes and just tell them what it does. You know, it blows their mind.
Yeah.
And
well, it's a good unit. You know, I got mine. I designed another one, a different bridge for me, and I don't like it. I saw yours. I decided, you know what? I'm going to make me another one of those like you've got and sell the one I've got. Because
well, I'll tell you, that was really beautiful. The thing that I liked about yours, I didn't like the old style. You had the old style. And I like this new style that you made up because it really sits up high. But I love the stone you had. That canary diamond was
yeah.
just gorgeous.
Well, this really wasn't the old style bridge. What happened is we put marquee diamonds in. There's like 2 carats of marquee diamonds in it, you know?
Cool.
And... and so, as a result of that, you know, having the marquees in there, it gave it a different energy. It's more of like a linear accelerator.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, as being a linear accelerator, I don't know if it's just too much for me or whatever it is, but I'm just going to sell it. I'll probably take the stone out of it and put it in another one like your style, you know?
Right.
But yours is called a stage two. This would
okay.
have been a stage three.
Right.
Some people like this look, but I don't know. I think I want to go back to the other look. It has a different. This is a little intense for me. You know, this thing is powerful because of the way this linear accelerator function works with the diamond bridge.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So
well,
anyway,
you've got the only one, so it's
to, fast.
Powerful.
Any questions for Steve or myself? You can go to BBS Fast Chat, or you can call in. We're here for call-ins also. So I know we got people that are probably a little bashful because a lot of callers aren't used to calling into these shows. So we've got the regular callers that aren't afraid, but anybody wants to share an experience with us or have any questions on the stuff that we're talking about, I can give the call-in numbers if I can find them on here. I think they're on the front. Yeah. Toll-free is 877-876-5227.
Mm-hmm.
And then 888-815-9756 for Canada.
Right.
And the direct line is 530-876-3222 if anybody has any questions on the show
right,
or anything.
Right, right.
It was fun. And by the way, I will tomorrow on my canned show, I will play some of my lectures. I will record them over to my, you know, digital recording mechanism.
Yes.
And then I will put them on tomorrow night. So starting on Saturday night, you'll be able to hear some of the lectures. I don't have them all. I've got part. I'll do my workshop, which will take more than an hour. It was a two-hour workshop I did,
mm-hmm.
and one
mm-hmm.
lecture that I've got. So
yeah,
so I'll be able to play that tomorrow night on the radio for people that didn't get to come to the show. And here we did cover a lot of subjects, and you'll hear the audience and people are used to hearing me doing the older lecture. This is the brand new stuff, so it's way different than what I normally do on Saturday night.
Yeah, I remember. I think it was about 6-7 years ago when you went to Toronto.
Yeah.
And that was very interesting. I remember, you know, it was really interesting. When I was in the audience, there were about 300 people there.
Yeah, there was a lot.
There was a lot of people there, Fred. And out of everybody, you walked right up to me and said, this necklace will be good for you. I'll never forget that.
That's pretty cool, huh?
That's really cool. I don't know what I did to do that, but whatever you did, you walked right up to me and, you know, you said that to me. And I went right over to your booth, and I kept on looking. I said, man, I got to order one of these, and that's what I did.
Yeah, that's got, you know, I wonder, I'd like to go back and do that show again.
That's a great show. That's a great show up there. And the New York show was fabulous. It was very busy, though.
Yeah.
My goodness gracious, there's a lot of people in New York that were just flying around that place. But they all ended up at our booth.
I know, that was pretty cool, huh?
That was really cool, Fred.
Yeah,
I mean, really cool.
1,000 people at that show.
Oh, it was just incredible. And we were the Nuclear Receptors, he had one for, I think it was 186 or 196.
Yeah.
And they were buying them, but not as much as the silver ones. The silver ones were a lot more expensive, but they felt the energy of these things, and we were pressing them. And people were just buying them left and right. It was wonderful.
Yeah, what happens with the silver, especially on females?
Yes.
They sense that the silver is a tetrahedron shape versus the gold being an octahedron, the gold-plated one.
Right.
So what happens is they get a much stronger rush. The silver ones are kind of like they stimulate a lot more adrenaline, so they give you kind of a rush when you first come on.
I know I just got another projector. I got a silver projector with diamonds.
Yeah.
And, boy, those diamonds you gave me were incredible.
Yeah, those are good.
Absolutely incredible diamonds. And that's a lot of fun to wear. And we were telling people, you know, you got to wear this for 6 months, the nuclear receptor, before you can wear the projector. And they understood that. And but they were the people were so interested. I mean, we were just talking to them, and people would come back and back and back, and eventually a client that I had at 9 o'clock in the morning bought a piece on Friday night.
Yeah.
I think at like 10:30 at night, if I remember correctly.
Right.
And so, you know, people were very interested, and they came back, and there was a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I was just so happy with myself because, you know, I just... We sold so much. I can't believe that people, you know, really felt this necklace. And nobody was walking up with other necklaces, Fred.
Yeah.
If you noticed that, did you notice that nobody was walking up with other necklaces from the show? It was only our necklaces that they were wearing.
Yeah, you know why? Because there's two or three other people that were selling not our stuff, but, you know, things go around the neck.
Uh-huh.
And both of them copied me. You know, because they wanted to see, they wanted to make something that went around the neck that they could make some kind of a claim to.
Right.
And so they have very clever marketing, but the bottom line is people don't wear their, they don't become lifelong wearers because our receptor program is a 7-year program where you're constantly being monitored and changing your frequency of your gemstone because your body is reproducing cells at a higher rate each successive cycle. For example, the red blood cell is 90 days.
Right.
Basic organs like kidney about a year.
Right.
So you got a brand new kidney if you, you know, from in 1 year once you put one of these on, once you've tested for that organ to be reproduced.
Yeah.
And it'd be a lot healthier than the one you had the previous year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's why those people, and you know, I hadn't been in that show in 10 years. And so everybody said, you know, a lot of those people have been wearing those things for 10 years.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And thank you for allowing me. You gave me about 10 minutes of time to talk on the stage, and I really appreciate that. By the way, I wanted to thank you.
Oh yeah, that was good.
That was a lot of fun.
The other thing that was a lot of fun back there, if you remember, I was playing with people, and I had the Chrysalodome with me.
Oh yes, that was the Diamond Dome.
Yeah, that's probably the most expensive pyramid for size in the world. But the bottom line is, once you wear that thing, I just took mine off a few minutes ago to do the show. I was getting so high on it.
I didn't even try it at the show. I wish I would have tried it.
You really get high. It's like, it's psychedelic at first.
Really?
It was with me. And then after the, you know, the kind of like, I wouldn't call it hallucinating, but the psychedelic effect kind of wears off where you get used to it.
Right.
Then the concentration, it's like the Power Dome on steroids is the best way to describe it.
Right.
And when you take a picture, you know, if you put that over water, with that, put that thing over water and then drink it, or you take a picture of the water and freeze it, and let the, Dr. Emoto over in Japan take a picture of it frozen. It looks, the water, once it's been treated by the Chrysodome, looks like it's, been blessed by the Pope or something. You know, it's
really
amazing.
The energy of it is so bright.
Yeah, it actually recrystallizes the water molecules into a different shape, which you can photograph with an ordinary microscope camera. You don't need an electron microscope. It's that nice.
I remember you talking about that. Now it's coming back to me.
And what happens is, when you wear that on your head with that kind of energy, it you know, the body, you know, when you breathe your air in, all the air comes in your lungs and it goes up into your brain. When it gets up into your brain, the arterial size coming from your lungs goes from a quarter of an inch to a millionth of an inch.
Right.
So over a lifetime, you've got that circle of Willis network strains all that dirty blood through your brain so it doesn't get down to your heart. What happens is your brain starts to fall asleep and not work. And the first thing that goes is the balance, the physical balance of the body.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes to the midbrain when you get middle-aged pretty much. And there everybody starts developing allergies because the endocrine system can no longer digest certain foods.
Right.
A lot of foods. And then, of course, it goes to the forebrain. You have senility and you have Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and all these other diseases.
Right.
And the other thing that I was talking about was Morgellons disease, which when we were talking about the alien transplants that have been going on, we had some other speakers that had some pretty good facts on that. A lot of these hybridization experiments where they got human females pregnant, and this was in one of my lectures, some of the, from the lizard people, the reptilians, some of these children now are born, come right out of the mother's womb looking like a lizard.
Wow.
I've got on the raysoftruth.tv website, I got a picture of one of these children. Well, a lot of these experiments are going awry and is creating a runaway a situation in the body where the body starts breaking down and manufacturing implants.
Right.
So they start coming out of the body, and it's a pretty gruesome sight. And so the technologies that we have at Paradigm are able to get rid of this type of situation in the body.
Yeah.
So that was another topic that I just wanted to bring up that we were covering with Morgellons disease, because I've talked to the Morgellons community, and they don't get it. They don't understand implants. They're trying to approach it from biochemistry. They're trying to approach it like it's a parasite. It's not a parasite. It's an actual electronic implant that has the ability to clone itself.
That's amazing.
You know, it's like a robot in there,
yep.
And it's hard to get these things out.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think the amazing thing that I was picking up on the new receptor, when I put it in my hand, you could feel the vibrancy of it a lot more than the old receptor.
Yeah.
And I was really taken back with that because it was really powerful. And the different stones have different frequencies.
Right,
so in other words, you put a blue sapphire in your hand and then you would get a diamond, you know, the frequency was so high because that's taking in all the colors. And, you know, so it really, really felt good.
Yeah, scientifically what's happening with the different stones,
mm-hmm.
it's called genetic spacing. It spaces the genes out on the chromosome level.
Okay.
For example, if a person has a weak thyroid, right,
mm-hmm.
and we use an emerald nuclear receptor, an emerald receptor, what it does is it spaces the energy out of the DNA so that there's a healing energy, a self-healing energy initiated in the thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
So the thyroid begins to rejuvenate itself, whether it has to increase in size, decrease in size, or just, you know, start functioning properly without any change in size,
mm-hmm.
and start going into resonance. And once that organ, like the thyroid, is at pure resonance, then we go to the next organ and we change the color stone out, and after a while we've done the entire body. Sometimes we do that twice through the body.
Yeah.
And I see people today, because of there's so much harsh chemicals in food at the supermarket, and there's so much saturated fat in their diet, I'm seeing a lot of people need sapphires now because their blood pressure is too high, too low, or their cholesterol levels are off.
Yeah.
So we have to go into the genetics of the heart and the whole mechanism, the thymus gland, which is part of the immune system. Also, the reproductive red blood cell system in the bones is affected. That means
arthritis.
And so there's a lot of systems that we're looking at and addressing simultaneously with vibratory changes from the nuclear receptor.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, when I got there, you have three of the nicest people working for you. I'll tell you, Michaela and John were sweethearts. They are the nicest people.
Did you see that big whip I had in my briefcase?
No, I didn't see the big whip.
Oh, I had a great big full whip, and I got a special case for it. In the morning, before they come down to work, I get that out, and I snap it at them a little bit.
And we just hit it off famously.
Yeah.
And we became the best of friends, so... They have a place here whenever they come out to New York, and they have a place in my heart. And they're very, very sweet people. And even Mikkel was very, very sweet. So you've got some really good people working for you. That's,
yeah,
that's,
you know,
really
how many
great.
Years it took to get good people? A long
how, about hiring,
time.
How about hiring me? I'm a little bit on the expensive side, but you can hire me.
Yeah, there you go.
But
that's why I want you to become more of an East Coast distributor back there. You sell a lot of stuff.
Yes, I do.
You would. You'd sell a lot more if you had it in stock.
Yes, I would.
And if you know,
well, I think you're talking me into going on a circuit. So
yeah, you'd love it. You'd get in that real hot, that hot rod car of yours, and you'd be a hell of a guy.
Yeah, that little Cobra I bought, huh?
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm really thinking about it. I'm getting pumped up about that and psyched up about going to different fairs and healing people instantaneously. So,
yeah, you know, in my sports car, I always put a, I have a nuclear disc. You know, it's like a receptor without the bridge on it.
Yeah.
And what you do is you put that on the, you know, I have a console like you do.
Yes.
I put that nuclear disc on the console of my sports car. And what I do is I drive around with that on, and it gives an energy and it protects the car. Nobody runs into you. And you can try and experiment with it. You can take a normal day. Once you put that in your car and take it out again, you'll see stupid, erratic driving. But if you have that in there, your stupid, erratic drivers, they get erratic away from you. You never see them anymore.
I am going to take mine that I have on my computer and put it in my car.
Yeah. Well, get another one for your computer. I got one on my computer, too. I got one there. And anything that has a screen, I got them on my TVs.
Yeah.
Anything that has a screen on it, you want to put one of those nuclear discs. And
I'm
going to
buy, I think I'll buy four or five more. Because I got my television, I got a 40-inch screen, and I got some other stuff. I'll tell you something. I'm thinking about putting dual quads on my Cobra, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah. High-rise manifold, the whole thing.
What's on it now?
It's got a single quad, medium rise. It's 521 horsepower at the rear wheel.
What CFM is it? Is it an 850 or what?
I think it's an 850, yeah.
Yeah, you might want to go up to 1,000, a single carburetor with 1,000.
Yep.
But you'd have to change your manifold out.
Well, you have to change your manifold even if I want a dual quads. But I think the dual quads would have a little bit more power.
Well, yeah, it depends on the engine. I've had, you know, on my Corvette, I got a 1250 CFM single.
Right.
It's got a special manifold for it so that it gets a lot of air in there.
Well, I've got a Roush 402 engine, so it's...
Yeah, it'll handle two... get hollies, you know, double pump hollies.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about doing. And so I'm thinking about doing that. But I think the first thing I'm thinking about doing is buying some of your receptors and going on these going on these tours. I think that would be a lot of fun. That way I can afford to buy my...
the other thing we need to do, my friend Peter Kulish owns Magnetizer. I'm going to get him on the show in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And we have a system. I've used it before. You take these special magnets and you put them on your gas line.
Really?
And what it does is it raises the octane of your gas.
Really?
I sell these, yeah.
You didn't tell me about that one, Fred. If I would have known that, I would have gotten those long time ago.
Now you put one set of magnets on your water hose, on the radiator, and you can put one set on your fuel line.
Yeah.
And the time between oil changes is much greater. The engine runs cooler, and the octane goes up about, you take 90... Let's see. What is 91 octane? It goes up to like about 95, 96. Even
wow, that's pretty
octane,
good, Fred.
Depending on the magnet.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Wow, that's
proven.
Great.
The military uses this stuff.
Cool.
But, you know, people don't get that. I mean, we use magnets for therapy, but I don't sell magnets for therapy because people don't know how to use them. You got to have somebody like Peter Kulish, you know, because he can lower blood pressure with them.
Right.
He uses magnets on my receptors combined.
Right.
But I don't sell them to people because... you got to know which ones to use. These are very powerful, and if you use the wrong magnet on your body, it screws you up.
Yeah, I understand that. That's what I understand.
Yeah.
I stayed away from magnets because I really don't understand them that well.
Well, there's a couple books out. I forget the guy's name. It was Roy somebody. But you can look it up. And there's two guys wrote a book back about 10 years ago on magnets, and that's what really tuned me into them. And Peter Kulish wrote a book, too. And you can just type in magnetizer or Peter Kulish, which is K-U-L-I-S-H.
Right.
K-U-L-I-S-H, and he'll come up on the website all over the place like
cool.
I do.
Cool.
I want
That's
to get
cool.
him a radio show out here, but he's too busy.
He sounds like a busy guy.
With the president of China and all these guys. Because all these foreign countries, Thailand, they all use this stuff big time.
Wow.
It's the only United States that's kind of, you know, people over here don't get it. I mean, they just aren't thinking green over here yet.
Right.
But I think, you know, I've been selling this stuff for 20 years, but it's a hard sell because people don't appreciate it. Except, you know, but I'm thinking now, you know, maybe people will start waking up and I'll make another attempt to bring it back around. Especially, well, by the way, the fuel economy with the magnets on it is about 12% to 18% better fuel.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Cool.
I'll get him on the show, and we can talk about all that stuff.
Maybe I ought to buy some from you, put them in my Cobra, I'll let you know what happens.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll introduce you directly to him.
Okay.
I'll give you his phone number. I'll send you an email. I got your email.
Right.
You can call him up, and he'll tell you what you need for your Cobra. He's in the hot rods.
Cool.
Yeah, he knows. He's a racer, too.
Yeah, Friday on Monday nights we have these guys that go up to a place here in Rochester, and there's about 50 of them. We all bring our hot rods, and we sit around and talk. And I think they're between their 50s and 60s, and we have a ball every Monday night.
Yeah, well, you could be selling them all magnets for their cars. They got special, you know, they're made to mount right on there. They got the stick thing, and you put it around your hose, and then just stick it right on there.
I'm going to talk to them about that. I'm going to talk to them about that on Monday night. We should have a lot of fun with those.
In fact, you should get Peter on your show, too.
Okay, cool.
I'll get you. I'll hook you up next week because I'm still unpacking from New York. It was quite a deal, you know. And by the way, check this out. When we got over there to Newark,
yeah.
Well, the receptors, they always stop radiation. So when they go through, we had a box of them, you know, ones we didn't sell, in a suitcase, and was a carry-on because they're too valuable to check. So the TSA guy, you know, sees them absorbing all the radiation from his machine, is what they're supposed to do, and sucks their machine dry. Doesn't make the receptors any. We just rinse them off when we get home. And so the guy pulls one out, and he says, I see what this does. He says, I want one.
Yeah.
So we sold one to the TSA guy while we were there. Bought a receptor.
That's amazing.
Now we're getting inspected. How's that for karma?
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. You know what's interesting? When you were doing your show and you were telling people, and I watched the reaction in the audience, when you told them that takes some of the radiation away or all the radiation away that's in the air, instead of getting into their body, it just dissipates it.
It does.
You should have seen the people's eyes opening up.
Yeah, well, we sell that and that Nuke Alert, you know, that Nuke Alert that we had. I'm going to have Shane Connor on next week. He's a friend of mine. He works with the Department of Homeland Security. That's going to be a hot show, by the way. You want to listen to that one.
Yeah.
He works with Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco, the FBI, and he's going to be on my show. We're going to talk about what's going on and why you need to protect yourself from radiation. There's a lot of it out there. And if it gets too bad, this thing starts beeping. It goes on your keychain. It only sells for about $150.
I saw that.
We sold a bunch of those. We sold out at the show.
Did you sell out at the show?
Yeah, we got so much innovative stuff, you just can't talk about it all, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think people ought to know about that because what that is a little device that goes on the keychain. It's very small, and I think it has a 10-year battery life.
Yeah, it does.
And if that thing goes off, you get the hell out of the room wherever you're at.
Yeah, it has, like, normally it'll beep. You'll hear it beep about once every minute or 2 minutes.
Yeah.
When it starts increasing, it's beep, 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 you're out of there. And that's
the
main thing of that was for dirty bombs. Because
if
you go into a hotel and somebody's released a dirty bomb into the, the air conditioning, it doesn't make any noise. It's just a bunch of radioactive dust that's going to kill you in about a week.
Gotcha.
Yeah, So then, the bottom line is though, when you have that on your keychain and you're wearing your receptor, you've got a little additional protection, probably an extra 50% protection wearing the receptor. So if it does go off, you've got a little bit more time than the average bear does to get the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah,
because the receptor will buy you time.
Yeah,
that's one of the things I need to get these government studies done on because you know they're all into this stuff. Homeland Security really likes this, but we just have to get our studies done on the receptor so we can, you know, prove some of this stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, your crew there was very informative.
Yeah.
I mean, they knew their stuff.
Well,
I mean, they
you know
really
what I
knew
did
their stuff.
But I thought they were slipping. I had that those whips. That case, and I didn't really. Oh, I just opened the case to let them look at the whip.
And they saw that.
And boy, they get right to it. Wake them right up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were really sharp. They really knew their stuff. And you know, I it's so nice seeing people that are really knowledgeable about what they're talking about. You know.
Yeah, they are really smart. You know, they keep me on my
keep you on your toes.
Yeah. Yeah, they keep you on your toes. Because you see, they have whips too, and they'll snap me in the butt when my back is turned. Then they'll hide their whips. So I don't know which one of them did it. They're little whips. They have about 6 feet long. Where mine's 14 feet with cattails on the end. Remember the remember back in the days of sailing ships when they had the tails of
the cat of nine tails. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I use.
Gotcha. Oh, you're nice.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah, they just use little old bull whips.
Yeah, I guess projector. We sold a few of those. I think we had only one or two left. I think it was like 15 or 20 of those things there, and we were selling those too.
Yeah, but I didn't advertise that in my ads that I ran back there, so people would find out what we. But I did not bring. I didn't even run an ad for the projector at all.
Right.
Because I wanted people, because it's been 10 years, I wanted people to get back into the receptors and be a lot of newbies there. We got about probably 1,000 new people out of that.
Yeah.
And so I wanted the newbies to study that. We took the receptor booklets back there. We were selling those. There's a 44-page booklet you can buy for a couple bucks. You know, so if you want to read about what it does, then you can have that. So we had those till we sold out.
I think what was amazing is that the projectors that you wear... the people that had worn your nuclear receptors for quite a while were very interested in the projectors, and that's the one we were selling them to.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anything like it. I mean, $2,500, and they were buying them, and I just I was astounded.
Yeah. No, they sell quick, and once again, it's just it's an estate investment, just to own one, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody seems to be dissatisfied with them.
No,
nobody sends them back. They never come back. The people keep them.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yep. So anyhow, so we got Valerie hanging out there, right?
Yeah, I'm going to put Valerie on. She'll talk to you about what she did on Sunday. What an interesting lady. She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah. I want to make a comment. I've been watching the chat room here, Dominic and some of my regulars and Carolyn. I just want to tell you guys, I see your comments about the magnets. Peter Kulish is the only one that's recognized by several foreign governments and militaries to make a difference. There is a lot of fake stuff out there. There's a bunch of stuff out there that does not work. 90% of the magnets out there sold for vehicles and stuff do not work. So he's got a special formula, special, you know, incredibly powerful magnets, polarized a certain way. He goes on and on and on. I'll bring him on the show.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
You've got to be very careful what you do when you play around with magnets.
And I think that's a great idea because I think people can get in trouble with those if they really don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, the worst thing they can do is sleep on them.
Really?
Yeah, and that's a whole other story. You know, I'll get Peter on and you listen to that show and you'll be pretty amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, here, can I turn this over to Valerie now?
Yeah, because we've got about 10 minutes. Let's put her on.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Fred, how are you?
Good. Did you have fun in New York?
I did. It was kind of hectic because they got everything wrong. They put the wrong information on.
The typos in my stuff was ridiculous.
Well, they thought that everybody came in thinking they were going to get a free workshop.
Yeah.
And that was not it at all. And I said, no, that wasn't my fault. Then they told me they had a PowerPoint projector and I had a PowerPoint presentation. And at the last minute they said, no, we don't have anything like that. So I was racing over across the street to get overhead transparencies made. I was like, I was going to come and see you guys, and
You should have come over. I'd have gladly loan you my overhead projector.
Yeah, well, I have
not. I asked them because Mark, Mark is a cool guy, but they're a little tight. The hotel charges too much to rent those darn things. You know?
Yeah, well, that's what they told me. So I was over there getting the overhead transparencies made, and you know, showing people pictures and things like that, and. And you know what was interesting too is there were so many people there who really are hungry for ascension information. They really want to know what's the next step.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we're in the quantum business. That is the next step. Quantum,
and I was telling them, and of course, you know, the first question everybody always asks is, well, do I have to have all this stuff? It's like, no, you don't have to have anything but you.
Yeah.
The question is, can you access that quick enough?
Yeah,
and so,
exactly.
You know, this
how much ELF do you process a day?
This,
right?
Yeah. So I was like, you know, I said, if you got enough money and you can go out and buy all this stuff, that's great. But do you absolutely need it? No. Here's the truth. The truth is it's all quantum physics, and it's
exactly.
all part of who you are. It's all part of God.
Right.
And so you have to access that. The question is, how much money do you have? How long do you want to take to do it? And if you want to do it the simple way, here's how you do it. And I just showed him some of the pictures we had.
Yeah.
And the thing that blew my mind was this little guy in the back was saying, how did you enhance those? I said, excuse me? He said, how'd you enhance the pictures? And I said, what?
Yeah.
And he said, well, you know, like, you know, when they do satellite photographs, they enhance them. What enhancements did you use? And I'm going, I don't understand. I said, this is right off the camera, these pictures we took. And then somebody that was there said, oh, well, why don't you show them the pictures on the cell phone? So they passed the cell phone around. That was just raw footage from the projector room.
Yeah.
Everybody said, oh, my God, because it was responding. And I told him, you know what I did was I put a whole bunch of quantum physics devices in there.
Yeah.
And I used, you know, combinations of things, and that's what fired this stuff off.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, because quantum, you know, when I explain to people that when you deal in the quantum world, and this wouldn't have been, we weren't rotating around the Pleiades at the correct moment for people to make the observation before, but now in quantum physics, if you're walking across the room, you're not only walking across the room, you're walking sideways in the room, you're going to every single planet, you're dead, mm-hmm. you're alive, you're
yeah.
in the multi-dimensions, all simultaneously.
Oh,
and
yeah.
people are starting to realize that, and that wakes them up to the hologram. So the
well,
bottom
yeah.
line is your pictures are going to be changing as your energy change. You can take a picture, and that picture will change. It won't
oh, yeah.
bang. I bet you've noticed that.
I have noticed that.
Yeah.
And I've also seen, you know, five of somebody walking across the room at once.
Yeah.
And seeing that with my eyes, you know, and all kinds of things. And we've gotten some amazing pictures at the quantum gatherings because we decided as we're coming across to go to New York, you know, why don't we bring the quantum experience to people that can't afford to go out to Sedona?
Yeah.
And so we've done about six of those now, and people have just been blown away.
Yeah, New Yorkers, you know, people say it's pretty intense back there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, New York's been, you know, my company, Pyridyne, started in New York. Our first big sales occurred in 1977. Mm-hmm. When we got locked out of our hotel room on the first day, we didn't have any money. That's always, you know, people talk about money, and on Dr. Bell, you've got all this money, you can afford gold. I was five house payments behind when I came to New York in 1977, five house payments behind, locked out of our hotel room 2 days in a row until I got to lecture and speak and demonstrate, and then we were fine. And then we had plenty of money, you know. But we were broke. On the third day, I could feed my crew that drove out with me in a motorhome all the way from California. We were like gypsies running this company. That's how this thing started. And we lived that way for about a couple of years until we got it off its feet, you know.
Well, we may be living that way just to get this experience out there.
It won't long. Trust me, the magic, you just program for the magic and you'll have more magic. Just getting out and getting around will do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what I have
no, nothing
to say.
Happened. You got to go out and get in. That's why I went back out on the shows.
Yeah,
I didn't do shows for 10 years. Now I'm not doing. I can't do enough of them, and now I'm doing them because I like them.
Well, yeah, and I really enjoy doing it. And the thing that got me was the people.
Yeah, oh, they're great.
They are so open and so loving.
Yeah,
and that's what this is all about. And I tell people, you know. This is not like we're running out there trying to make money off people. This is like we're making enough money to get from place to place in order to get this experience to people to open them up quicker.
Yeah, well,
that's what it's all about. And so we're still scheduling gatherings. If anybody wants to get on our schedule, all they have to do is give us a call.
Yeah,
and they you know get me off the BBS webpage or
everybody that's listening. I got a lot of new listeners here tonight. Tell them about your show and stuff. You know.
Okay, my show is on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, the Enlightened Medicine Show, and you can get on there. Steve's going to be on my show this Tuesday. I'm going to be on his show tomorrow, and basically we're talking about the quantum vortex experience and how we're going into people's homes. And bringing this to people so that they can really get up there as quickly as possible because we don't have much time.
Yeah. So we don't. You know, what's really funny is before I got to New York, in order to get enough money to get plane tickets, you know, in the old days,
mm-hmm.
I had to, you know, they had these Tupperware parties.
Mm-hmm.
And all I had for products, I didn't have any receptors or projectors or ionizers or ions. All we had was three products, a pyridome, a radome, and a firedome. We had three pyramids. That's all we had for products for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go to Tupperware parties and sell maybe, you know, $200 or $300 worth of them and make myself maybe $150.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I paid for my, you know, plane fare or my gas money in the case of New York to get my motorhome out there. And I had to borrow money to buy the motorhome, and I was a couple payments behind that. But you know what? It all pays off when you get the energy going.
Well, yeah, and like I said, the whole thing is about connection.
It is.
It's about connecting people. It's about reminding them of the source. And it's about getting people enlightened as quickly as possible. And, you know, people ask me, well, what'd you do with your office? I said, close my office down and put everything in storage because God said, go east.
Yeah, no.
And take this with you. And, you know, when God tells you to go do something, you do it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I had to do.
Yeah.
You know, it costs a lot of money to do a show in New York. It wasn't cheap, was it?
No,
yeah.
It was not cheap. And
yeah.
And then you got to, you know, you got to figure out where you're going to stay and all this other stuff. And you know, that was rough, but I had a few people that kicked in to help me to do this, and because they believe in it.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you that it's been worth it, because every place we've gone, the people have had some amazing breakthroughs, and I mean, just amazing, like right now, right here, right now, breakthroughs.
Yeah.
And they have, they've told me some things that were very interesting. At one place we went, we had, we've got a picture of Madeline, my assistant.
Yeah.
And she has vanished from the waist down. She's transparent.
Wow.
And to her left are lightning bolts coming out of the ceiling with this brilliant white ball of light.
Wow.
Yeah. That's... And then there's all these different colors around her. And I said, wow, look at that. She's transparent. And we've got orb pictures that look organic. We've got faces in the orbs. We have what looks like Hebrew flame letters.
Yeah.
And somebody said that's actually harmonic resonance. But the interesting thing was we have a red laser, a blue laser, and a green laser.
Yeah.
We didn't have any gold lasers, and yet we've got these gold letters floating in the air.
Yeah, we've got gold lasers.
I know, but I don't have one.
Hard to find.
I don't have one.
Yeah.
But these things turned out gold,
that's
just
beautiful.
Floating in the air. It's, I mean, it's amazing. So we've got a lot of interesting stuff going on, and it's different at every place. And every single person that's been there has felt the love. And the one place we went, they had 14,000-year-old crystal skulls.
Wow.
And the lady said, oh, my God, I have never felt unconditional love before in my entire life.
Wow.
So she was just blown away.
In the hologram field?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the skulls started transmitting. You woke them up.
Yeah, well, what we did, too, is we brought my friend Misa Hopkins, who's the Cherokee sound medicine healer.
Right.
And I asked her to tone.
Oh, yeah.
And so there she was toning, and boy, I'll tell you what, everything woke up.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing. That's what we've been doing at these sound healing conferences. We get tones going. Randy Masters makes up special tones.
Mm-hmm.
I got one here somewhere in the other room, I guess. One of these tuning forks that's tuned to our hydrogen frequencies of our receptors and projectors.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't have it right in front of me here. I'd bang it right on something. You could hear it right now, but it's in the other room. Yeah. We use this. It's amazing with the sound people that are working with us now. So where are you going to be next anyway? Because we got to get off the air here in a minute.
Yeah, we're going to be, well, right now we're in Rochester with Steve, and in a couple days we'll be in the Reading, Pennsylvania area. We're bouncing around New York and Pennsylvania for the next couple of weeks. Then we're going to go to Washington, D.C., possibly Boston, and bounce around there a little bit. And then we're going to come down the eastern seaboard and into Florida and up into New Mexico, you know, Texas, all around there. And then go back to Sedona and maybe spend a month or two in Sedona, and then we're going to start up through California if there's anything left of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, go up to Oregon, Washington, Vancouver. And then we're going to start scheduling for next year for the northern and eastern states to be like late spring, early summer.
Yeah.
And then, you know, avoid the snow.
Yeah, no, that'll be cool. What, oh, how do people get a hold of you? How do people get to your stuff? How are you going to announce it on the BBS radio thing? Or
yeah, they can go to my BBS radio page, or they can call 888-977-5898 and leave a message. And again, that's 888-977-5898.
Yeah.
Or they can call directly on my cell phone, which is 928-301-2131. And again, that number is 928-301-2131. or they can go to my website, drvalerienmd.com, and on the index page, click on the host your own quantum vortex gathering link, and that'll take you to the page with all the information and all that stuff. And that website is drvalerie, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, D as in David, .com. And, you know, all I can say is, you know, it's well worth your time and your money, folks, to do this, because I used to charge $65 for 15 minutes when it was in my office and I didn't have to do anything. And now I'm dragging this stuff around to people's homes. It takes a couple hours to set up. And
yeah, well, what you need to do is just email me at fredbell@paradigm.com, the direct contact information, because I'm up on the front page of BBS.
Okay.
And then I'll make a little note. We'll stick it up there so they can find you at any given time.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't have time to write it down now.
Awesome.
All right, well, that was good.
Okay, thank you.
I'm running out of time here, you know, once again.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to give you back to Steve.
All right. Thanks for being on the show, Val.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. It's great
hi.
Having Valerie on tonight.
Yeah, I think she's got like 9 of your projectors. I mean, she's going to town.
Yeah, I know it. She puts a big field out there, you know.
Yes, she does. And I think we're going to do that in a room and see what happens.
That sounds good to me.
If I float to California, you'll see me float over your home.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Okay, buddy.
All right, well, that's pretty much the end of tonight's show. Next week, I'm going to have Sean O'Connor on. You know, he works for the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, NSA, and all the big guys. He's going to be a real interesting show. We're going to be talking about the nuclear and what the government's doing currently on terrorism. We're going to be talking big time right in the government, basically. This is a big show coming up, as they usually are. So I'm going to have to start my car up here and get the heck out of Dodge. So you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show at bbsradio.com and www.tantalk1340.com. We'll have a good show tomorrow night. The CAN show will be some of the lecture topics from New York. And with that, I'm out of here, baby.